Good afternoon, everyone. Good afternoon, or maybe good evening, as the sunlight comes through our beautiful Hutton windows. Welcome to our first gathering for justice. Every Good Friday since 2001, this church has held a very special service to commemorate all those who died in the Northern Ireland conflict since 1968. The service was simply the reading of names of all who died during the Troubles. And the service was held on Good Friday to mark the 1998 Belfast Agreement, which was instrumental in largely bringing the Northern Ireland Troubles to an end. But the managing committee of this church decided in 2024 to end the reading of names, as there had been no deaths caused by political violence in Northern Ireland for the previous 4 years. So this service was inspired, as often these things are, by words delivered here in this church one Sunday morning. And hearing those words, a member of the congregation suggested that we hold a gathering on Good Friday to shine a light, offer prayers, and raise some money to support those who are unjustly held and denied their basic human rights. So today we are here to shine a light on the ACLU and migrant justice everywhere. This service is our expression of cross-cultural compassion, which is the ability to recognize, understand, and constructively respond to the suffering of individuals across different national, ethnic, or societal boundaries. Now, music is often the medium by which we share our deepest convictions, and music will focus today in our gathering. So you have come to this church, St. Stephen's Green Unitarian Church. And Unitarians are people of many faiths and many pathways. We are free thinkers, and our roots were sown here in Dublin nearly 400 years ago by those seeking religious and civil freedom from imposed doctrines, laws, and dogmas. But today, we honour and search the teachings of other religions, not just Christianity. I like to say that we honor the example and words of poets, of prophets, of scientists, of rebels and dreamers, and of course, musicians. We are a community of both believers and those who question belief in God. So you are welcome here. We are a spiritual space in this city, open to people from all faiths and none. But what unites us as a community is this. Love is the doctrine of this church. The quest of truth is its sacrament, and service is its prayer. To dwell together in peace, to seek knowledge in freedom, to serve human need, to the end that all souls shall grow in harmony with the divine. And this do we covenant with each other and with the source of all creation. So now I'd like to introduce Berginald Rash and Annalisa Monticelli, who will play the first piece, Romanza, from Francis Poulenc's Clarinet Sonata. Let us pray. Mystery of life and source of love and beauty, we come to this place from unique places and situations. We come with doubts and disbelief as often as we come with certainty or expectation. Where we may have joy, hope, and gratitude for the lives we lead, many in our city and in our world know only despair, sorrow, and helplessness. In this moment of gathering together, and with the greater mystery that surrounds us all, let us be together, extending to those near and far our love and compassion. Amen. Now we will light our chalice, which is for Unitarians a symbol of freedom, hope, and justice. A chalice lit in our midst is a symbol of our liberal faith, a faith built on the foundations of freedom, reason, and tolerance, a faith sustained by acts of kindness and justice, a faith that visions a world flourishing with equality for all her people, a faith that demands the living out of goodness, a faith that requires thoughtfulness, a faith of wholeness. This tiny flame is the symbol of the spark of all that is within each of us. Now, our first reading will be read by Ludmila. Now, Ludmila is from Ukraine and is a member of the Classical Musicians Network, who meet here regularly in our church.
Hello. On this Good Friday, I'd like to share the poem that is called Things We Carry on the Sea by Chinese-American poet Wang Ping. It helps us reflect on the sorrow, on the strength and faith carried in every journey from one home to another. We carry tears in our eyes. Goodbye, father. Goodbye, mother. We carry soil in small bags. May home never fade in our hearts. We carry names, stories, memories of our villages, fields, boats. We carry scars from proxy wars of greed. We carry carnage of mining, drafts, floods, genocides. We carry dust of our families and neighbors incinerated in mushroom clouds. We carry our islands sinking under the sea. We carry our hands, feet, bones, hearts, and best minds for a new life. We carry diplomas, medicine, engineer, nurse, education, math, poetry, even if they mean nothing on the other shore. We carry railroads, plantations, laundromats, taco trucks, farms, factories, nursing homes, hospitals, schools, temples, built on our own ancestors' backs. We carry old homes along the spine and new dreams in our chest. We carry yesterday, today, and tomorrow. We're orphans of the war forced upon us. We're refugees of the sea, rising from industrial waves. And we carry our mother's tongues. And we drift in our rubber boats from the shore to the shore to the shore. Thank you.
Things We Carry on the Sea by Wang Ping. Now I'd like to introduce you to Fatima. Fatima is from the Hazara community, a group of people from Afghanistan that have always been the target of racism and genocide. Now, Fatiman lives in Ireland, but is a treasured member of this congregation, and she's going to read La Migra by Pat Mora.
Hello, everyone. I should say, as a woman, the second part of this poem just touched my heart, and I should start it. Let's play La Migra. I'll be the border patrol. You be the Mexican maid. I get the badge and sunglasses. You can hide and run, but you can't get away because I have a jeep. I can take you wherever I want, but don't ask questions because I don't speak Spanish. I can touch you wherever I want, but don't complain too much because I've got boots and kick if I have to. And I have handcuffs. Oh, and a gun. Get ready, get set, run. Let's play La Migra. You be the border patrol. I'll be the Mexican woman. Your jeep has a flat and you have been spotted by the sun. All you have is heavy. Hat, glasses, badge, shoes, gun. I know this desert, where to rest, where to drink. Oh, I am not alone. You hear us singing and laughing with the wind. Agua dulce brota, aquí, aquí, aquí. But since you can't speak Spanish, you do not understand. Get ready. Thank you.
And now let us listen to Peace by Jesse Montgomery, which will be played by Berginald and Annalisa. As you know, Good Friday is traditionally celebrated in the Christian calendar as the day Jesus was tried and put to death. The drama, as told in the Gospels, is played out, commemorated, dramatized in church services. Jesus was a rebel and a troublemaker. He challenged those who would trample on the people, who cared less for their spiritual, emotional, or physical well-being. Jesus was the very antithesis of these people. That is why they did away with him. Now, for the record, Unitarians have deep problems with the belief that God required Jesus to suffer and die in such circumstances, all in order to save us and ensure eternal life in heaven. We don't hold to the doctrine of original sin. Rather, we hold to a doctrine of inherent good. And if Jesus is to be meaningful for us today, it is, I believe, this. His love was so powerful, it gifted the most maligned in society with healing, dignity, hope, and faith that life does indeed have meaning and purpose. I think he also taught us that God is neither bound by tradition nor impressed by protocol. And this is the Jesus I look to as an extraordinary human being, a prophet and a leader. We do not deny the divinity of Jesus. The point is, we do not deny the divinity of anyone. And that perhaps is the best motivation of all to seek justice, wherever that is needed. This wounded world calls out for justice. And that call is spoken to everyone. And of all who darkened the doors of a church or a mosque, a synagogue or a temple, took the words of their prophets seriously, the world would be in far better shape than it is now. What we know, though, is that changing society for the better, even a little bit for the better, can be a difficult endeavor even for the best of us. And you may ask, what does politics have to do with Good Friday, if I've been speaking politics? I don't come to a spiritual place, a sacred place of prayer or worship, for social activism. And there is a spiritual political dichotomy. And how you deal with it is for you to answer. But the question is about the relationship between spirituality and social conscience. The desire to work and speak about social justice doesn't occur in a vacuum. It arises out of a deeply held moral convictions and beliefs. These convictions and beliefs don't always have to come from a religious foundation, but they do come from within. So let us all search within our own souls, within our own hearts, and work towards a world where all may enjoy freedom to flourish and be the best examples of themselves wherever in the world they find themselves. For we are all part of this same stunning, sacred, interconnected whole. So we join something, we do something, we say something that we care deeply about. It is the culmination of the small things that change the world. So I offer you a prayer today. Be not simply good. Be good for something. Amen. Now I'm going to invite Shari to address us.
Hi, everyone. Those of you who know me know my name is Sherry. and that I'm a member of this church. As a grandchild and a great-grandchild of immigrants who came from Eastern Europe to the United States of America, I was moved to try to do something to defend immigrants' rights in the U.S. today. I don't know what my great-grandparents and grandfather's journey was like from Eastern Europe to the U.S., because I think, as was typical of immigrants in that era, they never spoke about it. They never spoke about the old country. They never spoke about what they left behind. They came to America to find a new life and to build a life for their future generations, of which I am one. But growing up in the United States, the inheritance that they gave me, I was taught the Pledge of Allegiance. So the Pledge of Allegiance, which is taught to all school children in the United States, at least it was when I was growing up, and I said it every morning in school, and it ends with the phrase, "One nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all." And even though the U.S. has fallen far short of that vision, we know this. It has in its history allowed the destruction of indigenous communities, the enslavement of peoples, and persistent inequalities. Still, this vision exists. Immigrants, including my ancestors, have been welcomed by the Statue of Liberty's declaration to give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses, yearning to breathe free. Immigrants have fled poverty and oppression, seeking freedom and opportunity. As of today, we know from the news that thousands of people are being detained in the U.S. on the basis of their immigration status. Detained is a polite, administrative way of saying it. It sounds like someone who has been somewhat delayed on their way to an afternoon tea. The descriptions of the conditions in which people are being detained sound horrible. A 60-year-old woman described sleeping on a thin mattress on the floor. An Irishman detained described lack of food, lack of access to information and communications. There has even been a report of children being handcuffed in detention. And while this might seem like a faraway phenomenon for us here, we know that there are an estimated 10,000 undocumented Irish people in the U.S. who may be feeling very worried now. Standing here in Ireland, it can seem like we are powerless to do anything about this, but we are not. One thing we can do is to support organizations that assist immigrants who are being detained in the U.S. to avail of their rights. The American Civil Liberties Union is a more than 100-year-old organization that has defended people's civil rights in the U.S. throughout its history. Today, the ACLU is the premier defender of the rights enshrined in the U.S. Constitution. It has more than 1 million members, 500 staff attorneys, thousands of volunteer attorneys, and offices throughout the country. And today continues to fight government abuse and to vigorously defend individual freedoms, including the freedom of speech and religion, freedom for a woman's right to choose, the right to due process, citizens' rights to privacy, and much more. It's reassuring to know that the ACLU is nonprofit and nonpartisan. They don't receive any government funding, and donations and membership fees fund the work that they do. In being nonpartisan, they have challenged unconstitutional action by both Democratic and Republican administrations, including challenging former President Biden's asylum ban, Just in the last year, the ACLU challenged President Trump's executive order ending birthright citizenship. The president's unlawful and unprecedented invocation of a centuries-old wartime act, the Alien Enemies Act, to accelerate mass deportations. And this spring, the ACLU scored a critical legal victory in the U.S. Supreme Court ruling that individuals must be given due process to challenge their removal under the Alien Enemies Act. The ACLU also acted swiftly to secure the release of international students and scholars who were detained by the Trump administration for their pro-Palestinian speech. I am fortunate to be a member of the Unitarian Church in Dublin, where issues and concerns like this are honored, where there is a space for us to act together. And today we can take action. We can support the protection of all people's civil rights in the US by supporting the ACLU. Any donations received at today's service will go to the ACLU directly. And I think Gavin will explain also how you can donate online if you are not making a cash donation today. Thank you.
As Shari said, you can make donations to the ACLU online. Just go to aclu.org. At the collection point at the door, if you have any cash with you, you can put it into the box on your way out today. So we're going to have some music from Annalisa, who's going to play Breath, Meditation by Giovanni Alivi.
So before our closing words, you were given a sheet of music as you came in, and I'm going to ask Josh to help me with this. We're going to sing this together, Feeling Slightly Better, Singing With You. It was written by Shutri Rajagaskar, and it was written as a response to the events happening in Minnesota in January. She is an American composer of South Asian descent, and she's been described as someone who will enrich your life through her music. And it's sung at gatherings just like this all over the world at this stage. So Annalise is going to give us the melody, and please join in. Maybe stand if you are willing and able.
Hard to be awake and hard to keep the faith, but feeling slightly better, singing with you. Feeling kind of numb as fire burns the world, but a step towards rebuilding is singing with you. Watching fear and violence, watching voices silenced, there is joy and power in singing with you. Fill the streets with music, make our voices louder, there is joy and power in singing with you. So I stay awake and try to keep the faith, 'cause I'm feeling slightly better singing with you. Feeling slightly better singing with you. Feeling slightly better singing with you.
Thank you. So our closing words are from Jean Rickard. But first I'd like to thank our musicians and our readers, and thanks also to Sherry. Sherry and myself worked on this over the last couple of weeks. Thank you, Sherry, for your companionship and work on this. We have a calling in this world. We are called to honor diversity, to respect differences with dignity, and to challenge those who would forbid it. We are a people of a wide path. Let us be wide in hope and courage as we go our way in peace and love. We extinguish the chalice here so that it might glow gently in our hearts. May it light our path as you leave this place, and may it guide your way until we are together again. Amen. Thank you.